face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Say in the morning, you'll be talking about all day.
This is a dumb conversation, but, you know, why the hell not? That's what we do.
Kutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Kutcher and Rich. 617-779-0985. If you're a fan of hip-hop and you have streaming services, you'll soon be able to hear De La Soul's first few albums on streaming services as they have gained control of their masters.
Nice.
Famously, Tommy Boy Records did not treat them fairly. And now apparently they have control of their masters, so you'll be able to hear 3 Feet High and Rising, Balloon Hole Mind State. You'll be able to hear De La Soul Is Dead, all streamed.
3 Feet High and Rising, that had... The song I think
Me,
about
Myself, and I.
Say No Go. That was a Hall & Oates.
Say No Go, yes.
A Hall & Oates sample.
But yeah. They were sued for a tiny, tiny sample that they used, and Tommy Boy has used that against them. And as a matter of fact, a woman named Jennifer Carr emailed me, and I can't get the email right now, but it was the rappers that use the most original words in their raps, and MF Doom was third. And Wu-Tang Clan, right up there. All right, Nicholas, come in here, please.
It's time.
Young Nicholas.
That's fine. Yeah.
We've talked an awful lot about it, but now it's time for him to regale us. You notice that I do this on a break where we could get out in 9 minutes because his attention to detail and storytelling is second to none.
I'm wearing his.
Oh, well, actually, I do.
Lucked out. He's going to use Mike's headphones.
Get ready, audience, to be blown away by the intricacies and details in this story as young Nicholas sits with us. But young Nicholas is getting married. We've talked about this. He's getting married the last day, the very last day the hotel is open in the Pits of Maine. A 3.5-hour drive. He feels this is not a destination wedding, which is ludicrous. You would have to spend the night there. That's a destination.
Yeah, but what wedding do you not spend the night though? Don't you spend the night at every wedding that you go to? You don't go home.
But I mean, yeah, some people go home. Like Chachi left Rucker's wedding. Rucker was married in Rockland. And Rucker's from a rich family, and they had a cash bar.
Yeah, if the wedding
cash bar. I mean, what a slap in the face! I mean, what a disgrace!
Bad. You have a cash bar? Nick?
No.
Okay,
just making sure. I wouldn't stand for it.
So no, but I mean, a lot of people are making this into a 2-day trip that you would have to go up. Just drink that louder. To
me. I'm sorry.
That's different than the water bottle he brought to Denver.
I mean, Nick put a picture up of him, like he's like, oh yeah, it's go time, and it was on Instagram, and it was a picture of his suitcase, which he has a stupid scarf attached to it.
You know why I have that?
Yeah, so you can find it on the conveyor belt because you're an idiot. And so he's got this dumb bandana, and then he's got a backpack with the world's largest water bottle in it. And bringing a did you bring a neck pillow too for the flight?
No, I did not.
All right, because you're a step away from a neck pillow with his big bandana on his bag.
Which one's mine?
And he's got to do that for himself. So we've been talking about this a long time. So he's getting married in October.
Yep,
it's very cold in Maine in October. He's going to get married up there. They could have gotten married anywhere. He chose. The middle of nowhere, Maine. And so that's happening in October. So him and his boys, now this was put together by a guy at the radio station, a guy by the name of whom?
Tucker Sylvan. Tucker Sylvan. He did a great job.
And now you went to high school with him.
Yes.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. No college for you. So so Tucker Sylvan put this together, and they could have gone anywhere, John. They could have gone anywhere in the world.
My bachelor party was in Las Vegas.
Mine was in Las Vegas as well. And so what Nick said is, he said, to heck with all that, let's go to Denver, Colorado. Now, Denver, Colorado, is it true that the alcohol sales stop at midnight?
No, that's not true at all.
Okay, then when did the alcohol sales stop?
Like 2 a.m.
Okay, so it's like most cities.
Yeah.
And when did the alcohol sales start in the morning?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe 8 or 9? Right. 9 o'clock. 8 or 9 o'clock, because we went to breakfast and we got Bloody Mary's. So, and that was around 8:30.
Really? You were early risers.
I can't sleep in. I can't sleep in.
So you got everyone up? Because there was 13 of you.
No. It was me, Tucker, and like 3 other guys.
Okay. And you all stayed in a house together.
Yeah. It was the three.
Downtown?
Downtown. It was a townhouse, 3 stories with a roof deck and a hot tub on top.
Oh, did you guys all get in the hot tub together?
Only 3 of us got into the hot tub.
That's awesome that you had a hot tub there in the summer, and it was just a bunch of dudes. So you guys got in the hot tubs and just relaxed, kicked back and relaxed?
Yeah, man.
All right. So you did not do mushrooms, because Rich was theorizing that the reason that you picked Colorado was the legalization of mushrooms.
I have to correct myself. I did do mushrooms, but it was a very, very, very small amount. Okay. Because the guy freaked me out. He told me that these are very strong, and I was like, well, I kind of don't want to, you know, do them in a city, you know, layout.
So you told the guy selling you the mushrooms that you wanted mushrooms that don't work.
No.
You were saying, I want to take this hallucinogenic, but I want to take it it doesn't work.
But the way I was told it, he was like, dude, these are really, really strong.
Now, this is from like a store?
No.
This is from a drug dealer.
Oh, you got it from the street.
Yeah.
All right. So this is just a guy that you met on the street?
Yeah. We knew some people out there, so.
Ooh. Well, now, did you know this guy, or is he just a drug dealer?
I my friend knew him that, you know, goes over there a lot.
Wait. Okay. So you have a friend that goes to Denver a lot?
Yeah.
For business?
Sure. Yeah. Yes.
Again, that's a yes or no answer.
You should really write a book, and it's just be called Yes.
Are you editing as we go? I mean, it's a yes or no answer. Does he go a lot for business?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And so in he's met this guy by buying mushrooms.
Yes.
So does this guy that you bought the mushrooms for work at a dispensary?
No, he doesn't.
All right. So he buys legal mushrooms and then sells them to other people.
Listen, I wasn't gang all this stuff. This was just like,
yeah, but it's part of the story, because you're told, the guy's telling you the strength of the mushrooms.
No, not the guy that sold it. The friend was like, told me,
huh?
The friend told me that they were very strong, which kind of good, like freaked me out. And I was like, all right, fine. I don't
so
want
So you're
it.
Not talking to the dealer at this point. It's the mushrooms have already been bought.
Yes.
If his book would be a word search, right. you would okay. have to go and circle the actual
you
words.
Skip that step so you can understand our confusion.
Yes. So, sorry.
Generally,
sorry.
When you get mushrooms, you get an eighth.
Right.
You take half of it.
Yes.
Hoping that it kicks in.
Right. And then if it doesn't, you eat the second half, and then you realize that the first half is kicking in right away.
Exactly.
Right as you take the second half. It's the same with any edible.
Okay.
It's the same with anything that you take. Oh, yeah. One cannot go to college and not be surrounded by mushrooms.
I don't know what I'm doing with mushrooms. This is the second time I'm ever doing them.
How did you eat them, though? Did you eat them plain? Did you put it in something?
Plain.
Yeah, you have to eat them plain to get the most potency.
So if you put them, because your stomach will not absorb them as much.
They're just better. Like I used to get a bagel sandwich and put the whole eighth in there, smush it, and eat it up like that. But I was told if you just eat it straight, it's more potent.
Does it help to have the cow crap still on it?
Yeah, why not? We used to get this blue something.
Really?
I forget what they were called.
Blue magic mushrooms.
Yeah.
All right. So your friend goes, all right, I have these mushrooms.
Yes.
And he goes, be very careful. So how many? So how much did you eat?
Like half of one.
Half a cap?
Yeah. Or basically half a cap.
Okay. So you ate half a cap, which would be how much Joe would weigh.
It's not
a gram. Not even a gram.
Yeah.
Right. So he basically didn't take mushrooms.
Yeah.
Now, did you freak out the whole time after you had ate the mushrooms? Had you been drinking?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I was.
All right.
That's why I was also kind of like cautious because I was like, didn't want to mix anything. But whatever. Yeah, right. I barely took mushrooms.
All right. Did any of your friends take a lot of mushrooms?
No, they didn't.
So even the friend who had the mushrooms didn't take a lot of them? Because he seems like someone who would be experienced with it.
No, they didn't.
So you guys got a bag of mushrooms and split what would be mushrooms into a 16th?
I don't know if they actually, you know what? I don't know if anybody else took them, but yeah, that's.
So you're saying Tucker Silva was on mushrooms?
No, he was not. He was not.
Okay.
No, he wasn't.
All right. So you don't know if anyone else took the mushrooms?
No, I think maybe one or two other guys.
No one else ate them in front of you. It was just you.
It was just me up in the third floor in the hot tub.
Is that where you took the mushrooms? Is in the hot tub?
No, I did not take them in the hot tub.
Okay. All right. Did anything interesting happen, Nick?
Well, we've been just talking about the mushroom part. I barely got into any of the stuff.
The craft like brewery. We got to talk about the tour of the craft brewery.
We did.
Right.
It was called Woods Boss. And I had
Oh, you have notes.
Yeah, I have notes right here.
Let me see your notes.
All right. There you go.
All right.
You can read it.
Here's Nick's notes. All right. 13 people, Airbnb, three-story townhouse with roof deck and a hot tub. Friday, they went to, he wrote it down, they went to Woods Boss.
Okay.
And then they went to dinner, he wrote Chop House. He's inspiring Colorado Joe Murray here. They went bar hopping, and what was the live show?
It was, you're going to love this. So we went to see a band who is from here locally that we could have seen anytime in Marshfield or the South Shore. They just happened to be playing in Denver, so we decided to go.
Okay. You're right. I love it. And it says strippy.
What?
Yeah.
Strippy.
Strippy.
Which one did you go to?
We went to Shotgun Willie's first night.
Now, yeah. did they tell them that it was your bachelor party and they put you on stage and did all
no,
that?
No. I did not want that.
Did you get any hand release or anything at the strip club?
No.
Did you get a VIP? Did you go into VIP?
No.
You didn't go into VIP?
Well, wait a minute. Your friends, you're there for your bachelor party. You're at a strip club. Shouldn't Tucker have stepped up and said, pay extra attention to this guy?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they did that. Yes. Yeah.
No. But they didn't take you into another room?
No.
You didn't get a personal lap dance in another room?
Did I get a lap dance? Yes, of course I did.
No, but was it in another room?
Yes.
So you did. They did take you into another room.
Like a private room? Yes.
Well, I asked you at first. You said no.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you meant
I do apologize. I'm asking you to tell us information that happened to you. So you did, but did she pull your unit out there?
No.
No?
No.
Did she offer to for more money?
No.
Sounds like a stripper rather inexperienced. You got the inexperienced stripper.
I guess so.
No, I think the new age strippers.
Oh, is that right? Is that the rule? It's been a long time since I've been to a strip club. Yeah, it's been a really long time since.
Well, I've been and Saturday here's this dumbass's notes. On Saturday he put breakfast. Just in case you forgot.
We went to a place called Snooze.
I don't care what the name of the place was. You're the worst.
What was that again?
Why am I the worst?
Because you can't tell a coherent story or anything interesting. You literally wrote down that you went to breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you went to
breakfast called Snooze.
Then you went to Top Golf like a bunch of dorks. So you went to Top Golf and played fake golf?
Yeah, we played fake golf, I guess. Jeez. It was literally something to do. You don't like Top Golf?
Everybody loves Top Golf.
It's your bachelor.
Everybody.
Party. It's your bachelor.
They have one right next to the garden. Great place to go.
That's not really it. That's a fake one.
Are we really going to argue about this right now?
Then they went back to the house, John.
Okay.
And they had downtime.
Yeah,
what are you guys doing in your downtime?
It says back to the house.
Yeah, what happened? What happens during downtime?
We actually watch I Think You Should Leave.
Yeah, because they had already been to breakfast and gone to Topgolf. They need a little downtime.
Was there anybody like, why did we come all the way to Denver to do this? And anybody
play Topgolf?
No, everybody could have gone to Marshfield for this.
Everybody had a great time.
Oh, I'm sure they did, but
all right, but it was time for downtime, guys.
I understand.
Written down because this is how Nick would. This is how Nick tells his stories. He needs his notes right here. They went to Topgolf, then back to the Airbnb for some downtime.
Right.
Then they walked to Coors Field. They pre-gamed. He writes the name of where they pre-gamed. I have no idea why he does that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you went to the Rockies game, and that was a night game. And then you went to a strip club. Now, at that strip club, did you go get pulled into another room?
No, not that one.
No, so not at all. You just sat where the stage was.
Yeah. And then we scooted home.
Now, you scooted on scooters?
Yeah. They have scooters.
So you guys were so wasted that you were able to scoot home?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
All 13
Do you remember
of you
all of this?
On scooters.
No, some took Ubers.
Do you remember everything that happened?
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, you guys went to a coffee shop.
Yeah.
And then you Ubered to the airport.
Yep.
Well, Nick, congratulations on a weekend you'll never forget.
I know. Hey, I had a great time.
I mean, that's worse than I could have even imagined. Woof.
What was so bad about it?
How come I can sit home for a day by myself and kill 20 minutes of radio telling some stupid story, and you can go to Colorado with 13 friends and come up with zilch, except that you ate half a cap of a mushroom? And you can't even explain how you got it. But because it might have been interesting if you went into a store that sold mushrooms, because we've never been in one, and we could have heard all about that. Oh, you can't sell them in stores? Oh, they're just legal on the street. Okay. So, but just nothing. Did anyone do anything dumb?
Anyone get arrested?
No, nobody got arrested. Nobody did. Like, what
did you have a friend who like went rogue at the strip club and like was gone for like 2 hours?
No, we had one friend that like wandered the streets. We lost him for a little bit.
Now, was he on mushrooms?
No, but he was pretty messed up.
Okay.
Who ate the rest of the mushrooms?
Yeah, where are they? Where is the rest of the mushrooms?
That is a great question.
Did you bring them home?
No.
I don't think you can get them on the plane.
I don't think that would have been wise.
What, are they going to search you? I wouldn't do it, but I mean, young Nick here's got nothing to lose.
They got dogs. They sniff that stuff.
Yeah, there's dogs all over security at domestic flights. They're everywhere.
I would say three caps next time. That's what they maybe go 2.5.
Well, the other time I did mushrooms, it was like a chocolate bar and like three or four like pieces of that.
It was this company called Hershey's. I don't know. Oh, yeah. They sell the loose
chocolate wasted.
All right, Nick.
I'm sorry.
Grown-ups reference?
It was. Yeah.
Well, right. Joe. Now you have to plan one that is really
Nick,
scandalous.
Did anything of interest happen?
We killed someone.
Did anything of interest happen?
No. I mean, it was fun. I had a fun time. And I'm sorry that this stuff you don't find fun or appealing.
How long was the flight?
Like 3.5 hours, 4 hours.
4 hours to go to Topgolf and sit in a jacuzzi with his two friends. Woof.
Yeah, it was Star Wars night, too. We found that out when we walked in. I was like, why is that person dressed up as Darth Vader?
There's 13 of you, and that's what you come up with? No one went rogue? No, right. Did anyone get laid?
All right, if you were my best man, what would you plan?
Did anyone get laid?
No, everybody's married with kids. Except little...
Everyone?
Lady. Almost everyone, yeah.
Almost, but not everyone.
Either they're married or have, like, kids.
Okay. Well, if they have kids and they're not married, why couldn't they get laid?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't ask them. I didn't walk up to the single people and be like, hey, you going to get laid or anything like that? If it happened,
On the plus side, Fred, while you were gone, we made some headway with the Boston Bachelor.
Yeah, it was really going to be a real...
We figured out at least how we're dividing things.
How's the guest list?
Maybe we should cut this off on the air while we're ahead. What happened at the Boston Bachelor Party? Well,
nothing. We all got on a bus.
Yeah.
There's no video on the bus.
I put my finger in cocaine and put it on my gums, and then it mummed them. And then we went to a Red Sox game and then went to Topgolf.
We had Chinese food and we went home.
But there was downtime in between.
You really, literally,
like, what's wrong with going on a trip with my friends?
What's wrong is that you are the least interesting person on the planet. I'm sure something interesting happened, but you just have the inability to relate it to anyone. Your inability to tell stories is really something else. You're like Mark Twain if they took out 3/4 of his brain.
I honestly don't.
I will say this, though. There are people who, like, couldn't go on bachelor parties because of COVID.
Yeah.
And, like, they're hearing this story, and they're like, you had good, clean fun.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah, but you know something happened, and he just can't tell the story.
Yeah, if that's the case, then just...
No, but it's not that he can't tell the story because someone would get in trouble. It's like he literally can't tell the story. The information from his head to his lips, it's too far a path for him.
All right.
Well, congratulations on your bachelor party.
Thanks, man.
The beer was good.
The beer was good, yeah.
Drank a lot of water, right?
How's the weed?
Yeah, that's why I
brought... The water bottle was there.
How's the weed? I heard it's great in Denver.
We actually didn't have a chance to go. No.
Is it like one of the weed capitals of the world?
We were too busy playing Topgolf, man. Jeez.
And you didn't black out drunk?
No. Pretty close, though.
You blackout drunk when you go out with the show, but you didn't blackout drunk with your bachelor party? I mean, the last time we all went out as a show, you ended up passed out in between the doors at the Wynn Casino.
I don't know.
Or at the Encore Casino. Yeah. No, remember when you were passed out and there's the pictures of it?
And Joe took that picture and put it on the internet?
Yeah.
I did not take that picture nor put it on the internet.
Bird did. And I told him to take it down. I was waiting there for 45 minutes for an Uber.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you got to really cut this off. I mean, I don't know how much. It's funny because people with kids are definitely going like, dude, my 4-year-old comes back from camp with better stories than this.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry it was so boring.
No, it's boring because you can't talk. That's why it's boring. It's because I'm sure something interesting happened. There's no way 13 of you went away for a weekend and nothing interesting happened. What's fascinating about it is your inability to relate that information to anyone. Like, your stories is a list of things that you did that we went to. I mean, it's literally a laundry list of boring crap.
Yeah, it was
like, I mean, I could have taken my son. What did you do? Give me that list. And then we really got a break. Tell me I couldn't have taken my son. Everything but the strip club. We wake up in the morning and go have breakfast, go to Topgolf, go back to the house to watch I Think You Should Leave, and go out to Coors Field, and then take a scooter back. I could have done all that with my 13-year-old son. Hachi Machi.
I think you actually have a problem with, like, what was done at the bachelor party.
No, I have
more than me trying to explain what happened.
I don't know. It's just a wasted opportunity. When John Wallach had a much more debaucherous time than you on his bachelor party. That is a sad state of affairs. And you're all in your 30s and have money. And that's what's crazy, too.
We wound up at the Playboy Club, and the rooftop of the Wynn got waited on a nice woman by the name of Brandy Beavers. It was great.
I went into to stories from my bachelor party. I had two friends. One was from Detroit, and one was from Atlanta. It was the first night we were there. I walked into the bathroom of our hotel room, and they were both having sex with the same girl. The first night of my bachelor party.
Wow.
There. I just told you a story that took 2 seconds. All right. There you have it. They'd never met each other before, and they were having sex with the same girl. Now, it wasn't free, but it was what it was.
Did they stay friends?
No.
That's something you bond over, though. So,
but one of,
I think
one,
that's a good question.
But one of them never went to sleep the entire weekend. He never went to sleep.
Really?
Yeah, and he claimed not to be doing cocaine, but...
No, that's not possible.
But I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is the home of the Bruins and the Celtics.
It is nothing but a thrill a minute.
And these guys.
Oh, my Lord, what could come next?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub. We're still reeling in the room from the excitement of Nick's bachelor party. I knew he wasn't going to be able to tell the story. I said it before he came on the air. But the degree of which he cannot relay information is fascinating to me. And that poor woman that's marrying him, I wonder if you... Like, if it's just a matter of talking to, like, more than one person at a time. Kevin, go ahead.
Hey, first off, I want to thank you guys for getting me through the last year and a half. You guys are hilarious and awesome.
Thank you.
But I got to tell you, I went on a bachelor party a while ago, I mean, a long time ago, and I thought that it was going to be really boring. It was like a bunch of guys who were like warrior poet contractors who have the hottest wives, so they weren't going to any strip clubs, they weren't going to anything. I'm like, well, all right. And it turned out to be the best thing ever. They started us off with paintball early in the morning, and none of us had played paintball before, and we got decimated and loved it. Then it moved on to F1 racing. We had dinner, and that was awesome. And then, for those of you who remember, we wound up at Good Times in the middle of Malden, watching Ray Bourque win the Stanley Cup that night.
Man.
And it was just an amazing, amazing day. And it didn't cost me like $15.
Yeah.
So it's killing me, the story.
What are you going to do? I mean, you got to figure 13 guys, like, and it doesn't even have to be debaucherous. I mean, I could tell you 5 debaucherous stories from my bachelor party right off the top of my head. But I realized that, and I was talking to my best friend about this yesterday. I was talking to my best friend, like, we're starting to realize that we grew up in a different way than most people. Because he's got a kid who's a senior in high school, and his kid, like, works on cars with his friends and, like, has hobbies and stuff. Like, he doesn't just go around, like, stealing alcohol from garages and, like, blowing stuff up. So, like, I realize that, like, the way I grew up is a little bit different. But, I mean, 13 guys in a house, like, someone had to have done something. It doesn't have to be a debaucherous story. It doesn't have to involve drugs or women. Just something happened. Something had to have happened. You get 13 guys boozing it up over the course of a weekend and nothing happens? I mean, John's in here rattling off stories from bachelor parties, and it's John Wallach. He's rattling off 85 stories off the top of his head. The first night in Vegas, I walk up to our suite, and I have two friends. They've never met each other in the world, and they're having sex with the same girl. Now, is that behavior that should be encouraged? No. And then Rich has told the story. I threw up on one of the strippers in our... I said, please don't put this... She had a warm bottle of Jack Daniels. I probably had 30 drinks that day. I said, please don't... You don't want to give me that shot. She goes, you got to do the shot. You're like, between my boobs. So I do the shot. I throw up on her. And she's cool about it. I mean, they robbed us blind.
She's cool about it?
Yeah, she was really cool about it. Ask Rich. He's told the story. But Rich was right there, so I'm not telling you a lie.
Okay. All right.
And I mean, they robbed us. I mean, we must have given them $5,000. I mean, they never stopped asking for money. Like, and it was just one of those things where everyone was so incapacitated. Like, we ended up with no money.
They came to you. You didn't go to the club.
Well, no. I mean, if you're going to have a proper bachelor party, the entertainment at one point is going to come to you.
Yeah, the rule of the strip club is once you start reaching for the credit card, it's time to leave. So,
well, when at my bachelor party, I spent so much time in the VIP section that I came out and all but three of my friends, and Rich was one of the ones who stayed.
I remember the story.
All but three of my friends had left, and one of them was asleep. It might have been Rich who fell asleep. I was in the...
You know what I think it was?
I was
remembering the story.
So
I think it was. I've heard the story a couple of times.
But I just don't know how you can get 13 dudes into a house and not, like, nothing happens. And then I started getting frustrated about how he just ate half a cap of a mushroom.
And Joe, you could see, was very frustrated.
Because the thing is at that point, like, I wouldn't eat mushrooms. I just wouldn't eat them. But that would be like if someone came up to you and said, watch out, Everclear's really hard liquor. Just put your lips on the bottle. I mean, like, what's the point? Like, eat the mushrooms or don't eat the mushrooms. And the story of getting the mushrooms is all convoluted. You figured there'd be something there. At least it's interesting. But then he couldn't even figure out who gave him the mushrooms. Or who ate them.
He skipped a step in how he got them.
Who ate them? Or did anyone eat a lot of mushrooms? Did anyone, the guy who got lost in the city, was he on mushrooms? I mean, I don't know his name. I don't know who was on the bachelor party. No one knows. It's a story you could share in the air. What's going on? What happened? Nothing? No one took a dump on the floor? No one, no one got in any trouble? No one... Nothing happened?
Someone clogged the toilet? Like, just now?
Well, after mushrooms, that can happen.
No, but stuff happens. I mean, if you drink enough and you're out enough, stuff happens.
If you get 13 guys together and say, all weekend is... in, we're starting the day off with Bloody Marys, and we're going until we go to sleep.
Yeah, even...
debauchery.
Even something... but you understand, it doesn't even have to be, like, illegal or cheating on your wife or anything like that. Just something had to have happened. Yeah. There had to have been an event. Was there, like, a crazy bum or, like, something. Yeah. Like, something had to have happened.
That's the thing. I remember going to a buddy's bachelor party. It was a bar crawl in Newport. And at the end of the night, this guy threw up outside out a second floor window and hit a married couple below.
See, there you go. And that's
that was the end of the evening. And and that was a night where it was pretty tame. But, you know, we ran across a bachelorette party, whatever. And then at the end of the night, that happened.
Yes. That's what happens when guys get together. And what happened? The guy threw up, but it's still a story. You got it. I understand.
Great.
I know it's great. It's a great story.
It was great.
Because it wasn't you. It's great.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, if it's your friend, it's great. If it's you, it's horrible.
No, that would not have been good. No.
I mean, he didn't even black out. He remembers everything. They just went in, like, had, like, craft beer and sat, and they had half a cap of a mushroom. And then downtime, where they watched I Think You Should Leave. They should have invited kids. I mean, it sounds like a nice day. Top golf and then go to the Rockies game.
Star Wars night at the Rockies game.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like a nice night with the kids. A nice day. My son enjoys I Think You Should Leave. So is my daughter. So there you go.
4 hours of Topgolf.
Oof.
Why didn't you go play golf?
I don't know. I don't know. They had no plan. They just went to Denver for no reason. And then they see some local band?
From here.
Who has time to go to a band? Like, your bachelor party, like, who has time to go, like, oh, what do you guys want to do? Like, oh, let's go watch a band. Who has time? Time is so precious. You have 36 hours of you and 12 of your friends. The time is so precious, and it's just whiling it away with nonsense. Now, why, you could go to Topgolf today if you wanted to go to Topgolf today. It's whiling away with nonsense. Don't you feel like when you go out, like the rare opportunities that you go out of town with your friends, like you, don't you feel like you have to savor every moment of it? That you, here I am, and I really got to go out and enjoy myself. I'm unrestricted. I'm free. It feels like a huge weight is off of you. And especially if the dudes are married with kids. It's got to feel like you've just shed, 250 pounds of weight off of you.
Responsibility comes at the end when you have to come home.
Right. And then that's when, you allow yourself a couple of days for the memories to fade and then to not feel so bad about
back
yourself.
Back to reality. Exactly. Yeah.
You know, but that's the way it goes. But, I mean, I knew the story. I knew it was going to be incoherent, but I thought there would be a story. That there would be one story, that something happened, one thing happened during the course of that bachelor party, and not one thing did. That, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is a first. Is a first. Oof. Like, my wife goes to bachelorette parties. She's got stories out of the bachelorette parties. I won't tell them because I don't need the stories that... You're
in enough trouble as it is. You don't want to
big trouble.
You want to have
trouble.
No, it's just dealing with that.
Yeah,
at home, it's the trouble you get
nonsense.
Into.
Nonsense.
Yes.
All right. Well, very good. There is Patriots talk that we can have. Will Brinson is going to join us at 9 o'clock. If we can. Now everyone's got these stories about bachelor parties. His friend crapped his pants at a bachelor party. Yes. Every. I don't know how nothing happened. I don't know. I don't know how nothing happened.
Got a guy defending Nick on the line there.
All right.
Line four. This.
All right, Lee, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Fred? Hey, I just want to have Nick's back. Not everybody's probably comfortable telling all the crappy stuff that they did at a bachelor, or fun stuff they did at the bachelor party over the air.
Do you think that's the case with
people listening?
Do you think that's the case with Nick, though? And then why would he make a list of things, of topics to talk about? He was prepared to talk on the air.
When you started asking about, the drug dealer and stuff like that, I would feel uncomfortable talking
fair
about
enough.
That over the air, especially.
Fair enough. That's fair. But wouldn't you be able to get one two-minute story out of your bachelor party?
Probably that, so, but...
Oh, probably, Lee.
If you ask him off the air, he'll tell you a much better story.
I don't know, Lee. I mean, no one knows who's... No one in
Nick
the audience...
Nick just said, that's not true.
Yeah, no one knows who's at... But you don't know who was at Nick's bachelor party. I don't know who was at Nick's bachelor party. You could tell a two-minute story... A two-minute story of anything that happened that wouldn't indict anyone. Again, it doesn't have to be debaucherous. It doesn't have to be sexual or drug of nature. But you're telling
me... Maybe that's what happened.
Lee, come on. He can't water the story down enough where it's still a story, but he doesn't give names, and it's watered down enough that doesn't get anyone in trouble. I mean, come on.
Right, but the people, their wives, Lee, or kids, or whoever knows.
But the wife and the wives and kids don't know which of the 13 guys he's talking about. Come on, Lee. There's no excuse. You're making excuses where there should be none. You could tell a story. Thank you. All right, we'll be right back.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL.
Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Get out of here. Come on. Don't listen to them. Listen to no one.
Don't listen to them. You're going to ruin your career.
Rich.
You can't listen to those people. They're maniacs.
On 85, the Sports Hub.
985, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. So there you go. Hunter Henry is out for a couple weeks. Which, if you don't know, he's struggled with injuries his entire career.
He shouldn't play at all. I got to be honest with you. Get him maybe one series, throw to him twice, just get him involved in the offense, and then sit him down.
I'd wait for the
don't
joint
play
practices.
Him.
All right, so this is a shoulder problem. Well, joint practices. I mean, if he's out for 2 weeks, I mean,
he's going to miss at least one set.
He'll miss this week. You're right. Yeah.
So I mean, the season starts soon, but
they do have joint practices against the Giants. Maybe we would do it then, week three.
All I know is if I'm a tight end and I have what is described as a very painful injury to my shoulder, that does not reek of optimism. Now, obviously, an MRI. I don't know. The MRI probably didn't say anything, you know, bad happened, but just if I'm a tight end, you know, you are required to block. I mean, it is something that requires your shoulder.
And I also think he's important because they want him to be the down tight end. You know, they want to move Jonnu Smith around.
Yes.
And if that's the case, then it's probably, what, Matt Lacoste or Devin Asiasi?
Perfect.
It seems like everything that they want to do is predicated on a two tight end set. It seems like they want to do what they did when they had Hernandez and Gronkowski, and this is a poor man.
Or even Bennett and Gronk.
Yes, you know? And even Bennett and Gronk. Is that they're hell-bent on these two tight end sets, and but this is why he was available. And this is why Hunter Henry was available. And this is the problem with him, is that he's often injured. And you can't fault the guy. It's not his fault. It's not the Patriots' fault. But just get used to it. And we even had Alex Barth on, who you know, covers the team every day, and he was of the same mind. This is something that you should, as a Patriots fan, probably get used to. And I do want to mention this one real quickly, is that ESPN had a list of the teams, the rankings in terms of blue chip players. A blue chip player is considered 25 or under. And New England was ranked 30th, obviously, out of 32 teams. They were 32nd last year, if that makes you feel better. And Mac Jones and when are the two guys that they have as their blue chip prospects. And it just, again, you know, they're not rebuilding. And in order to rebuild, you need blue chip prospects. And, you know, it's hit or miss, but they're not doing it. They've decided to circumvent that and go all in free agency. So the thing is, they could have sold last year. Wouldn't have mattered because you finished with a losing record. So what the hell difference does it make if you're 4-12 or if you're 7-9? What difference does it make? You're going to the playoffs. It's the way I look at it. And then if they would have sold off a bunch of older assets, accumulated picks, gotten younger, they still wouldn't have made the playoffs last year. They would have had a higher pick in the draft. They would have taken a better quarterback. And then this year, they would have had a down year, but it would have been better than last year, you would think, and you would have grown. You would have seen these blue chip kids, these kids under 25 and younger, maturing with the team.
If you had a different head coach and a different owner, that's what would have happened.
I don't put this on Kraft. I honestly think Kraft knows what they did was wrong, and just because, okay, so my question to you as Patriots fans is, what is acceptable? Like, now that they've done this, because now they're, now the chance of blue chip prospects is, I mean, the, so they get Mac Jones, and if they hit on this kid in the second round, so there's two.
Barmore.
So two, maybe, so, I mean, they're not, you know, the Red Sox are loading up the farm system. The farm system here for the Patriots is not being fed. So, you know, this stretch of being good with these free agents, I mean, they're going to have to rebuild at some point. This is going to happen. So my question to you is, what's acceptable? Like, since they went all in on free agency.
Oh, right. Now, what's acceptable for fans for this year?
Yes.
Playoffs.
Yeah, make the playoffs.
So making the playoffs and knowing that in 2 years you're going to be bad again is... You would rather have that than have just sucked it up for 2 years and built things back.
Two different things. I think if you would ask Patriots fans what they wanted out of the team after Brady left, I think a significant portion of them would have felt the same way you did.
I would hope so.
Okay, but now that we've crossed over that barrier and they've spent all that money and you see all that talent, in quotations, come in.
Yeah, all that talent.
All that talent. Well, as I said, defensive side of the ball is much different than the offense.
They are going to have a good defense.
But all that talent
and
come
all
in.
An old defense, but a good defense.
Yes. So now it's playoffs or bust. If this team finishes 8-9 or 9-8 and doesn't make it, there'll be a hell to pay from fans.
So, but just for you personally, the thrill of a playoff game, because to me there's Cincinnati with a worse offensive line. Cincinnati back when they had Andy Dalton is that, you know, they're a playoff team probably. I mean, according to the FPI or whatever the crap odds it is, they're a playoff team.
ESPN had them, I think, 10th.
Yes.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, so they're a playoff team. So really, I mean, this is entertainment. Let's be honest. This is entertainment. So the entertainment value of them having a playoff game and going, you know, technically anything could happen, is worth that.
Yes, it's perspective. Considering they went 7-9 last year, getting back to the playoffs this year. Again, sliding scale of expectations, Fred, depending upon what just happened.
I just would rather just not make the playoffs in rally around young talent and go, wow, we're really going to be something.
Well, I think
in 2022, if you just would have let it happen last year, in 2022, next year, one calendar year from now, you would be thinking, wow, we could win the division, wow, and we're building something that could be good for a good team for 6 years. Instead, it's crap. It's thrown together crap. And at least my friends, because believe it or not, people, I have been here for 16 years and have developed friendships with Patriot fans, at least they are finally starting to recognize that maybe this was not the way to go.
Getting harder to hold up the blue wall. It is.
I don't say
getting
anything.
Harder.
I don't say anything. Yep. I just sit there and they talk. And then when they talk, they start talking to themselves and they start realizing, well, maybe this was not the way to do things. I really do hope Mac Jones is a good quarterback. And I really hope that he's not the fifth best out of those five. And there's a good chance he'll be better than that. You can't go by draft order. But I really hope he is, because it would be a shame that if you just went all in to go 7-9, you ended up staying where you are in the draft and ending up with Mac Jones, and he ends up being the fifth best quarterback in that draft. You know he's going to be better than Zach Wilson, so that's four. so he's at least four.
It's nice to know your Jet fandom continues to shine through like this.
Like, you think he's going to be good?
No,
of course
he
don't.
He plays for the Jets.
They're going to
mess him up. He's going to throw 15 interceptions, get sacked 8 times. Becton's going to get hurt in week two.
Becton's going to get hurt in week two.
In week
he's too
two.
Big. He's too big.
No, he's going to take a beating and never recover from it.
Well,
that's the Jet way. It's always been the Jet way.
The Jets signed this kid Lawson, this defensive end, and apparently he's like just like him and the receiver from Ole Miss are just like stars.
Okay.
And so they signed this Lawson guy, and so they're like, Lawson's like, God, had 5 sacks in this practice. The problem is he's going up against Becton. So that's a bit of an issue.
I can see how you might be troubled by that.
Is Lawson good or is Becton just bad? All right, we'll be right back.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.